Next guest, right up my alley, Aruna Chankarova joins us right now. She's the founder, designer, and CEO of a company called Fabrique, based right here in Boston. She joins us here.
It's the reason you look posh.
Is that the reason?
Yes.
It's a fascinating company I discovered thanks to her many years ago, based here in Boston. So glad to see you in real life here, joining us here at our GE headquarters.
Can I tell you how many times he pulls out your pocket squares? How many times? Holds it up for everybody, talks about you.
So you guys make fat pocket squares and ties and bow ties.
And beautiful scarves.
Yes.
But the fabric is what makes it, among the things that make it so special. Talk to me about that.
The fabrics are from Japan. They're vintage fabrics, kimono fabrics that originally were meant to be made into kimonos but never ended up that way. And the fabrics are kept in the original bolts and in great condition. And what we do is we bring them back and make them into different accessories right here in Massachusetts.
And you're resourceful. Like, you use every piece of fabric, right?
Yes.
Nothing goes, or you try not to waste anything.
Yeah, we try not to waste it because they're all vintage and limited edition.
And the artistry that goes into kimono fabric is really unique. I met you in San Francisco for some correspondence, and with a friend of mine, I learned about, when we were at Wingtip, learning about just how amazing kimono fabric is in itself. The threads are dyed in a particular way, right?
Yes, that's one technique of it. There are many, many techniques in making kimono fabrics, and a lot of the textiles that we have or that we choose are still woven in the original looms of the crafting families that invented that technique.
Hundreds of years ago.
Yes. The one that you're referring to where the thread is dyed is just one technique. There are, you know, 20, 30 techniques, yeah, all different, and you just have to find the families that created that technique, go to them, see if they're willing to show you how they do it, and see if you can get some fabric from them and bring them back here.
Talk to me a little bit, too, about your manufacturing process, because you're doing it here.
Yes. The fabrics are brought back, and I have a team of seamstresses in Lowell that just do all the handwork. 90% to almost 100% of the work that goes into each accessory is hand-sewn. The fabrics are too delicate to be put under a machine.
Right.
When I first came back with the fabrics, I couldn't find skilled work to work on those fabrics. It was a process. It was a journey. And ironically, I found my way through to Lowell, where the original textile mills in this country all began.
Right.
And the new immigrants that have started, the new immigrant community that was there today replaced the old immigrant community. But
they have the skill.
They have the skill now. They lost the skill for 30 to 40 years, and then now the new immigrant community there have those skills. And they're all actually Cambodian. The majority of my workforce is Cambodian.
Yeah.
And I asked them how did they learn the skill work? And they all learned it back home, where they make traditional clothing, which requires a lot of embroidery.
Right.
We're just about 30 seconds left, but where do you market this stuff? How do you get this stuff out in the world? Because you are a small business trying to market to a very big world of people who are consuming pocket squares and ties and so on.
Social media and my website. So I don't have a brick and mortar store, but my website is my brand,
right,
my front person. And
this is one of hers right here, by the way, Carol.
Yes,
I see you wearing.
I bought this at Wingtip in San Francisco. It's just beautiful.
I know it is. I was looking at your website earlier today. It's beautiful. It's well
Thank
done. Good luck. And I love to see that you have tapped on an immigrant workforce and that you're manufacturing here in the United States. It's a really great small business story. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
Thank you for
we'll put
me.
Some of this stuff out on Twitter and on Instagram. You can find me on Instagram.
Every day you walk around, you're a walking endorsement, kiddo.
Can I add in a discount for your customers?
No.
You'll listen to Bloomberg. We don't have time. Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio. This is Bloomberg.